You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
What'd you do there, Jim?
Got all excited.
Clean up an aisle four.
Oh. We just put $30,000 into the studio. Yeah. While Jim spills his coffee.
Now you know why Nikki bought us those coasters.
Oh. All right, Beckett.
All right.
Excited you're here, man.
There you go. First of all, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. It's going to be that time of year. And I know it's really nice out right now, but I'll tell you what, that cold weather is coming. And Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can do anything you need to keep you warm on the inside. Get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The durability of materials gets tested. They open and close doors, latches, and shades tens of thousands of times to ensure they last for years to come. Pella offers custom colors and innovative features like shades between the glass. Right now, zero interest up to 36 months. It ends on October 31st. Get started today at PellaWI.com. You have Pella?
No. Nine.
Okay. All right. Introduce our special guest, Jim.
All right. So
we're excited about this.
We do. We love the youth and our future prodigies. We have with us Beckett Kay, who is a 9-year-old podcaster. You may have seen him. He's landed some big interviews. Mark Murphy, some other people, a Da Vinci kid, right? You go to school here in Green Bay?
Indeed, I do.
All right.
Indeed, I do.
All right, man. So you're a podcaster.
Indeed, I am.
And how'd you get into this?
So I had a school project like I do every year, and one of the options is interview. And so, and I did this through the Boys and Girls Club of Green Bay, which is my after school program. And Jonathan Owens, a former Packers safety, not too long back from this, went and gave away turkeys for Thanksgiving. So they still had like his info. So they emailed him and said, hey, how would you feel about doing an interview? And he said, yes. And how good it went. I thought this could be a career and I've kept it going.
And how old are you?
I'm 9 3/4.
Okay. He's kept it going. That's good, man. That's longevity. 9 3/4. Hey, tell me about the Mark Murphy interview. How did you get that? Like at these interview people, it's always hard to get the person, and then
we've had a hard time getting Mark Murphy on. Yeah. We still haven't gotten him on.
Yeah.
Barb, a worker from New North, saw my interview with Jonathan Owens.
Barb Lemieux.
And so she just reached out and said, hey, do you want to interview Mark Murphy? And then a little after, they had a New North event at Lambeau with, like, business owners and everything. Mm-hmm. So I got to go to that, too. It was just a great opportunity, and I'm happy that I got to get that opportunity.
And how was he nice, or were you intimidated, or what kind of interview is it with Mark? Like we said, we're trying to get him on our show, so give us some pointers.
He's a funny guy. I mean, he's everything that you want to see from someone. He would be a great land if you can get him on. I mean, when I went on, I was a little intimidated.
You hear that, Todd?
I'm going to hire this guy to help me out.
I mean, he's a little intimidating because he's a president of an NFL team. I mean, if you can get him on, that would be great.
Well, maybe you can help us, man. Absolutely. You got the connections. We're just trying.
So what did you think of the game yesterday?
I thought it was a pretty good game. The three flags in a row, that just stood out to me. I think either way, if the Rams or the Packers won, it would be a great game. Xavier McKinney going 5 for 5, one interception in each game. That he set like a record since like the 70s. And also a fumble recovery. He's a stud, definitely. And I saw Keyshawn Nixon struggling a little bit covering in these past few weeks. I think Xavier McKinney is a great guy to like teach him to get that, as Jair Alexander could not play yesterday, and hopefully he can play next week. And Tucker Kraft, I mean, he was a great player too.
What did you think of Love yesterday?
Love, you know, I think he did pretty good. He's still getting into the flow of things after getting injured and tearing his MCL or a high ankle injury. I don't think we ever knew. But, I mean, I think he's still getting into the flow of things. I mean, why ruin the flow of Willis, though? I think Malik Willis did super good. But putting Love in there in week four against the Vikings, I don't know if it was the right decision. In some ways it could be, some ways it might not be.
I didn't think it was, even at the time. After that first series, seeing him limping around.
I think he did pretty good against the Rams, pretty good. That first quarter, he did especially good. The third quarter, second and third quarter was a little rough, but after he threw that pick six at the goal line, I think after that he turned it on and he hardly missed any passes.
Oh yeah, he was good after that. But phew, that was bad. You're too young to gamble, but if you did, are you wearing all your Packer regalia today? So you're a big Packer fan, or do you think they're going to go all the way?
Well, should we pull the curtain back?
Is it okay? Is it okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
We had to talk during the break. We wanted to make sure he could see
this. The Packers aren't my favorite team, actually.
What?
I mean, I'm in Green Bay, and everything around us is green and yellow, so I mean, I kind of have to wear Packers. They are my third favorite team.
Third? Dude, what? Okay, who's two?
Fine, you're not going to like this. The Colts.
Okay. I got a good friend whose son plays for them.
Dungy was such a good coach. Dungy was like one of the best coaches ever. Even if he wasn't the strictest coach or the best at winning, he was just such a nice coach, and that's what you need from a coach.
The mayor of Indianapolis is a huge Packer fan. He really is. He vacationed up here when he was a kid. All right, so that's your number two team of the Colts.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Joe?
Ursay?
Yeah. The mayor.
Oh, the mayor. Oh, I thought you meant the owner of the team.
No,
oh, okay.
Who knows who that is?
Oh, the
yeah, the owner's a huge Packer fan. Yeah. Spends a lot of time in Green Bay.
Okay, that's number two. So number three is the Packers. Boo. Number two, the Colts. They're okay. All right. Who's your number one team? The Chiefs.
No, they're my least favorite. The Ravens.
Wow.
No, that's not a bad pick.
But, well, when they had a joint practice this year, they share the tradition with the Ravens, which I thought was a very nice move by the Packers. I got to two players rode my bike, safety Kyle Hamilton and I believe David Matabike, I think his name is. And then I got autographs. I mean, and I just like the Ravens sense.
Did you meet Lamar Jackson?
How about?
I saw him. I didn't get him, but I was like, fine, if I can't get Lamar, I'll get Zay Flowers. So I knew. So he went to Boston College. So I was like,
so
I had to let him know. So I screamed, Zay, what's your best Boston accent? Because I knew that I would get him. So then after that, I got his jersey. And I mean,
you got his jersey?
Well, I didn't get his jersey.
Oh,
but
oh,
I got,
you bought one of his. I got one.
Gave
you his jersey.
But he gave me his towel and signed it and signed my left croc.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
That's really
Jim,
cool.
Jim, has anybody ever signed your left croc? I mean, come on. Jim?
I can make a comment. I'll let go.
His kid's nine.
We have Beck and Kate, 9-year-old podcaster in the house.
Derrick Henry. Who's your favorite player then? I mean, you like
the Ravens?
Just
in general.
In general.
I
let me guess.
I know what you're going to say, and I'm not going to like it. Let's be honest.
Patrick,
go ahead.
Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Go ahead.
I don't like your sarcasm.
We're talking in prank, too. All right. I happen to like
It's Justin Jefferson.
Who plays for the
Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, this kid.
Yeah, I know. Let me ask you this. What would you like to do when you grow up when it comes to this line of work?
Any line of work.
Yeah, any line.
Right now, it's a sports podcaster, but like 2 weeks ago, it was a baseball player.
Oh.
When I was four, going in the kindergarten, kindergarten, it was a mailman. So, I mean, right now, probably like a sports podcaster, but like I would do what you did, not like travel around the world because planes scare me.
Oh. Oh, dude, get used to it. You and John Madden. Tell me, what do you do outside of, I mean, you're a student at Da Vinci, which is a great school for the gifted and talented. You have this podcast. What else do you do?
Like play football in the basement.
Oh, cool.
Well, that's cool.
But no, you're into chess too, right?
Yeah.
You like chess, a champion chess player?
Not a champion, but I'm pretty good.
Well, you came in second, though, didn't you say that?
In a big tournament?
I mean, yeah, I had a tournament at Lombardi, and two people, which one was me, they both went undefeated, and the other person, they said that they won because they had a higher rank. And I was like, why not we play each other? Like, see who's actually better.
Totally.
Head-to-head competition.
Yeah. I mean, I'm into playing sports, not really travel sports. As I said, planes scare me. But, like, I played baseball. I played flag football last year.
Someone as smart as you, you understand planes are much, much safer than cars, bikes, boats, anything.
Yeah.
tell it to Scott Vinci. He won't play.
Right. He's another guy that's local. That's right.
So who are your favorite sportscasters?
Like, for, like, NFL, high school, anything?
Whatever, anyone you want, yeah.
Jim Schmidt and John Mino.
Wow.
I'm not sports.
Where's the bell? Where's the bell? There we go.
All right. Okay, there
you
go.
Let me ask you this other question, though, as far as, like, do your friends watch your podcast, and what do they think about them?
I mean, I don't know, like, a friend that's watched my podcast, actually. I mean, like, family have, for sure. I don't really know someone that I know 100%.
Okay.
We got to get that.
Absolutely.
We got to have that and make the on the announcements.
No
on
question.
The announcements. We'll buy an ad on the announcements.
Absolutely. What do you think of the NFL right now? Who's the top team?
I'm not going to go based off record because record, in my opinion, is nothing to football. And I don't think there's a thing as the best. I think it's just how impressed people are of you. But if I had to pick one, probably the best team in the league right now.
I'm surprised you're not taking your Ravens.
Or the Vikings.
But the Vikings are 5-0, and they've played the struggling Jets a little bit. They've been struggling a little bit.
Well, somebody, I don't know, they've had a pretty tough schedule. I think they might be going on to easy street right now.
But
anyway, let's talk about you. Let's just say you gambled and you went down to casino,
Todd.
And you had to put $10 on a team.
Todd.
I'm just curious, what would you put your money on? To win the Super Bowl, not to go, to win.
To win the Super Bowl?
And just so you know, whatever you say, he's going to go and do it. He's going to make this bet.
And Jim, if you do, you make sure to give him some. Yeah,
wait,
absolutely.
Hold on. You're going to make the bet, whatever I say.
Yes.
I already bet the Packers to be in the to win the NFC Championship. I gave him $10. If I win, I win $170.
So my prediction for the Super Bowl is the Jaguars. No, I'm just kidding. I just wanted you to waste your money.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, I would say probably the Bills. For sure, coming out of the AFC.
Really?
I think they're going to have a late season comeback.
Okay, they better. All right, NFC.
It's a
NFC. Jim's actually writing this.
Packers.
Yeah, he is.
Packers. I live in Green Bay. I have to say.
No. You got to bet with your head.
Right. Okay.
Packers.
Falcons.
Really? Kirk Cousins, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what did I always tell you, Jim?
Okay, sorry, quick break. Back at this.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. We are with a very impressive young man, Beckett Kay, 9 years old, pretty much an NFL savant, aficionado, whatever you like to call it, does his own podcast. And you're going to take his advice?
We're talking between break. You're not a Chiefs fan. A Patrick Mahomes fan, I should say.
When I was like 7 or 8, I liked his haircut and I wanted to get it, but every haircut that I like, I just need a tiny bit more hair.
Yeah,
gotta let it grow out a little bit, huh?
I mean, I did, and then I cut it a little short, less.
So, what about the Chiefs?
I just don't like them. Can I tell you a Chiefs joke?
Sure.
A reason why I don't like them?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Did you hear about the big injury for a Chiefs player this week?
No.
Not Rashee Rice, though.
No, what happened?
A ref got sick.
Oh!
It was a big loss.
I like it.
Sore loser.
I dare you to ring the bell.
Give him the bell. Todd's giving you the bell.
Todd's got it.
You get the bell on that one.
So with the NFL, there's character flaws. Yeah. What do you think about this Romeo Doubs thing?
I think that he's frustrated. Why he got suspended is because he did not show up to practice on Thursday or Friday. Due to lack of the role in the offense. I think he can be frustrated about that, but I don't think you should take it out that way. I think you should maybe go up to the floor or the offensive coordinator and say hey, can I get a little bit more roll? And I think he gets a pretty good roll. I think he's just a little, how do I say this? I think he might be a little frustrated that Jaden Reed just had a big game, most receiving yards of his career. And I think Dontayvion Wicks tied his record for the most touchdowns in a game for him. So I think he's just a little frustrated that they're getting all the
So do you agree? Do you think he should have been suspended? Tell me, do you think he should have been suspended, or do you think he should have not pouted and shouldn't have missed practice, or what?
I think he should have not missed practice, right, for sure. I think he should have just went up to like I said, the offensive coordinator and said hey,
put me in coach.
Where's my role? Yeah.
Give me your opinion on what's going to happen with Davante Adams.
The NFL might be scripted in some places, so he might be going to the Jets. But, I mean,
would you say the NFL might be scripted?
Mm-hmm. I mean, some stuff, it could be. I mean, other stuff, no. But,
Did you think things were scripted when you were 9 years old, John?
It's AI, it's simulation, it's a matrix. Ah!
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, that would be very interesting.
What do you think of Aaron Rodgers so far this year?
He just had the sixth time in his career to have 3 interceptions in 1 game against the Vikings yesterday in London. I think he's doing better than his last year in Green Bay, I would think, so far. He's getting a sign of getting old. He's questionable next week. I think he's getting a little old, to be honest. He needs to hang up the coat rack.
I love it. So, if you think he's old, what do you think about?
Yeah, what do you think he's gonna say? Yeah.
If I think he's old, wait, can you repeat that?
No,
we'll go back to you. Todd was trying to make fun of us, right, being so old, people, as we are. Now, do you collect things? Do you try to get autographs and different things from guys? Or
I mean, I collect sports cards, so yes, technically, I have a lot of autographed cards. I have one from Kyle Hamilton. I have Kyle Hamilton's arm sleeve. I have a signed Zay Flowers arm towel. I have a Ravens chain that's signed by near the whole team. I have Harbaugh on there.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a collector.
That's cool stuff.
Yeah.
Whose autograph don't you have that you would absolutely be number one on your list? Whose autograph you'd love to have?
Justin Jefferson.
Really? Well, you got it for him, huh?
Yeah, he's such an inspiration to me. Or Patrick Mahomes, so I can give it to Jim.
There you go. He's good, smooth. You ought to be in politics.
I want him in here every morning.
You ought to be in politics is where you ought to be.
I absolutely love it. So do you follow basketball or baseball as closely as you follow football?
Yes. So in last season, I hardly watched football. I was just the refs and all the penalties and injuries, it just got to me. And it was the final straw for me, and I just stopped doing football, stopped talking about it, stopped playing football. I just decided to stick to basketball and baseball for a while. Until this new season, there's still a lot of injuries. And that week one game, Ravens and Chiefs, I know I'm getting a little off track, but that game, the refs got super mad at fans for saying, how is that not a flag? How is that not a flag? And now, in that week one game, that Ravens offense, they got penalized so many times when they shouldn't have. And they're doing penalizing by an inch. I get then it's a penalty, but you don't have to really do that. Come on.
Calling them a little close, not a little too tight.
Yeah.
You got so disgusted you shut off the game?
I mean, no, I just kept yelling at them.
What'd you think of your Brewers? Heartbreak?
I mean, I like to rub it into my dad that they lost against the Mets. I mean,
You're a Mets
fan.
No, I don't.
Okay.
All right. Well,
Pete Alonso.
You can stay on the line.
I mean, I have a Pete Alonso baseball card. That looks super cool, but he's the best player for the Mets.
Yeah.
I think it was a heartbreak for the Brewers, that double play that happened to them. He shouldn't have let off. I mean, I think he just... Sometimes it's a risky decision. If you're playing kickball with, bases super far back, mm-hmm. then lead off. Like, okay. It doesn't. I'm giving a clue to recess.
Those lead-off walks always come back to bite you, though, don't
yes.
they?
Yes. Yeah. And the, I mean, I think the person, long black hair, for the Mets when the Mets got the lead 3-2, he celebrated too much.
That's, yeah.
I just don't like that in sports when people celebrate too much, just going like.
Just act like you've been there before, huh?
Yeah. Just act right. like Barry Sanders, even though he plays for the Lions. Just. You don't have to celebrate. Like, all you're doing is making yourself look cool when it's not really cool. Just be a Barry Sanders. That's the quote of the day. Be Barry Sanders.
All
right. Got it. I'm going to get Jim a t-shirt that says that.
Jim needs to be more like Barry Sanders. Not even a question. Wow. Well, the show's been great having you here. I know you got to get to school. But what's next with you, Beckett, and how can people see your podcast?
They can see it on YouTube through the Boys and Girls Club of Green Bay. On YouTube, search that up. If you want to support me, again, you don't have to. Also, you can come to 97.9 every week because I'm going to be back here, and I know that.
We love you, Beckett. That's awesome.
This has been
be a Barry Sanders.
Don't be a Jim Schmidt.
Don't be a Jim Schmidt.
There you go. My friend, it's great having you on, and can't wait to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Nice job, buddy. We're going to set a break. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
App today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Very special thanks to Beckett K, our 9-year-old podcaster. We're going to try to get him after every Packer game for a segment. That'll be fun. What a impressionable young man he is. That was just fantastic. Joining us now, Elizabeth Jolly Haslett from Heritage Hill. Talk about some of their October events. We're just saying this is the most perfect time of year to go to Heritage Hill.
Absolutely. The leaves are out.
Phenomenal. Do you guys rent? You don't rent. I know I've asked this before. I would rent out to stay in that one building that's down alongside the trail. Yeah. I love that building.
I know. We don't rent that out. But maybe. Man. Maybe we can make something happen.
Wouldn't that be, Todd, you're into stuff like this. Wouldn't that be an awesome thing to do?
Absolutely. I would love it too. So get that done, could you?
Okay. Yeah. Todd, I'll get the DNR right on that.
But they have some great things going on. One of the things, Todd, did you see the list of all the stuff they have? Paranormal?
Yeah, because I put that together for you.
Yeah. So. All right. Did you see it? But,
it's all sold out.
No, right? This is where you didn't see.
This
is where I came in.
Oh, yeah, Jim.
And not only did she schedule another date, but she's going to work on getting you a ticket.
I think we can get you a ticket.
So do I.
Wow. Awesome.
If not, send it to John. But yes. That's great. So what is that paranormal thing like? Are you going to add another date, November 5th, you said?
November 1st.
November 1st?
Yeah, November 1st. So it's four buildings, and it's with Paper Valley Paranormal. And they go, and they have all the ghost hunting equipment. Todd, you probably know way more about it than I do, mm-hmm. but they have all the ghost hunting equipment, and they go in the buildings and set you up, and then just wait to see what happens. And they've gotten a lot of activity and electromagnetic stuff and
EMF
all of that from the buildings, and it's cool. It's at night, so it's spooky, and it's a fun event.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah,
I think that's very cool.
It's a different side of Heritage Hill.
Right.
Todd, do you have that equipment?
I do.
Wow. Okay.
Nice. I think you can bring your own too. So they have everything in case you don't, but they do have some like professional ghost hunters that come too. I think so.
Love it.
Yeah.
Is the not the hot. Well, it's kind of a hospital, whatever you'd call it there.
Yeah, that's
is that original? Is that
hospital, and it's one of the oldest still standing military hospitals in the U.S. Actually,
really?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if that had been recreated or if it was.
That's
original.
An original building. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. And that's one of the buildings they go in, I believe.
Oh, that's cool. So that paranormal that. October 11th, but it's sold out. Yep. October 18th is sold out, but you're adding another one for November 1st.
November 1st, yeah.
And they're all at night, 7 to 10?
Yep, 7 to 10.
All right, that's cool. Yep. Hey, this America Treasures, I kind of know a little bit about that. Tell me.
Yeah, so this is a lecture series on our national park system, and it's kind of using the national park system as like a learning tool about America. So the one coming up this Thursday is called The Journey of the Bill of Rights, and it's using national park sites, national historic sites. So I didn't actually know this. It's not just the national parks. There's national monuments, national trails, national historic sites. That's all under the national parks. So it's using all of those sites to explain the journey of the Bill of Rights and some of that, how that came to be and what that's about.
Awesome. You've got one that I've come to a few times. Preparing for winter, a full fall fur trade encampment.
Yes, yeah.
Those people take it serious.
Yes, they do, yes. So that'll be a fun one. And that one, so we have the encampment during the day, and then at night we actually have an immersive event where we've turned the courthouse into an old tavern. And they'll be doing like tavern games and dancing and music and all sorts of stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a separate ticketed event for 21 plus, but it's a really cool.
Will you have the blacksmith guys working during the encampment?
I think there is a blacksmith that weekend.
That's always fun to watch.
Yeah.
Then they let you try it sometimes with the different things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. If I'd grown up back in the, I would have been the blacksmith in town.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And the horses would all gallop just a little weird. Yes,
horseshoes. Our blacksmith shop was actually just an ornamental blacksmith. So they just did fancy things and not horses.
Yeah. This is cool. And tell me about the Poe Society Radio Hour.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. That's with Play-by-Play Theater. And we do it in the town hall. And it's an old-time radio drama. This year will be The Black Cat by Poe. And I think this year it's a taken from an authentic like 1940s radio drama. So there's even old-timey commercials, live sound effects. It's really neat.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really neat. And there's a fire outside and yeah, good ambiance.
So Elizabeth, you have all these, what we'll call these special events.
Yes,
but
yep.
You, again, we're talking with Elizabeth Jolly Haslett at Heritage Hill. You're the executive director out there.
I'm the director of development.
Director of development. Yeah. But besides all these special things, you're open.
Yeah. So through October 31st, we're open Tuesday through Sunday, and we have the costume people just throughout the park in the buildings. After that, then we don't have the costume people anymore, but we are still open just for walking until it gets really snowy. And then we're still open for walking, but with caution.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
caution on the paths.
On the hill, on the slopes. Yeah, you're right. But this is great. Like you said, this is a great time of year, and I love the different things you're doing there, but right. Yeah, that Snapdragon Tavern sounds like a lot of fun. 5 until 8 on October 19th.
Yeah, yep. So you can see the encampment during the day, see some, you know, battle reenactments, etc., and then you can go and have fun in the tavern at night.
Love it. Very cool.
And that's a national park. Right?
Heritage Hill? No,
it's a state.
It's confusing.
It is.
So we are on state park land, but we are all managed, funded by Heritage Hill Corporation. So we don't get state park money, but the land is state park, and we lease that land from the DNR for like a dollar a year or something. Okay.
I guess what I was asking, can you get a pass that gets you to your place as well as the Railroad Museum? Or are they?
No, okay. No, we don't have anything like that
right.
In Green Bay, which is a great idea. I think that's come up before.
It has.
Of kind of all the history sites.
To
pass. Yeah, passport. Actually, there might be something like that happening for the draft.
Oh.
Yeah. There might be something through the Brown County Federation of History Organizations.
Do all the special stuff for the draft. We got to keep it.
Yeah. I know. I know.
It's a lot of good stuff.
And then hopefully it'll stay on after
right.
the draft.
That's what you want. But
do you guys have any special plans for the draft?
We do. We have some lectures. We have, we'll be open. We'll be doing tram tours. You know, I think the DNR shot down the idea of renting out all the places that's Airbnbs, but...
Yeah. That was my idea.
I know, yeah, it was a good idea.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be cool because the people who are here 7 days...
I know.
There's only so much Lambo, right?
Right.
And I think they're going to want to get out, and this is history, Heritage Hill, and that's so unique what you have out there.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Right, that's the, you know, pre-Packers history of Green Bay, which is really actually... Really, there's a ton of history in Green Bay. It was one of the first kind of landing places for the Voyagers in the 1600s and then through the rest of time.
So, what was right where Heritage Hill is right? Because I always get confused on that. What was that originally? Like, what was the first thing on that property?
So we are the site of the first courthouse of Wisconsin.
Okay.
Down by the river where the courthouse, that's not the original building, but that's the, that is the original site. And then also we had Camp Smith, which was a short-lived military fort that was an offshoot of Fort Howard. On Heritage Hill property. It was like 2 years and didn't go over, but
have you ever had anybody metal detect the whole property?
I don't know that we've done metal detecting. We have had some archaeological digs, specifically that Tomb of the Unknown Soldier that came from an archaeological kind of expedition, and then the first courthouse site area down by Fur Trade.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you can metal detect. I don't think you can dig stuff up, but...
I think that's like saying, you can go fishing, but you can't catch any fish.
As soon as you hear a tug, cut the line.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you want me to come over and be your official metal detector for the property?
Yes, sure.
But I am going to dig stuff up.
Sure. Oh, no.
And I'll replace it.
Okay, just don't tell me that you're doing that.
No, can I have a key?
We'll see. I'll go at night.
Yes.
Good. Yeah. You're good. Our buildings are alarmed, so.
Give me the code.
You've had a lot of... new employees there, right? In the last 3 years, I think quite a few.
Absolutely.
Do you offer internships there? Are there something where that stuff we can really? Because I think that's an interesting career that you have.
Yeah,
I would love it. I would love to be involved with something like that.
Yeah, I enjoy it. We definitely do internships, marketing, development, events. Our education department. A lot of our exhibits in the buildings are kind of with internship power. So.
My son interned there.
Oh,
loved
really?
It. Yeah. Loved it. He loved the big ox. Is he still around?
No, we don't have animals right now.
Remember that big ox you guys had there?
Yeah, absolutely.
He thought that was cool. I don't know if he used to feed it or something, but that was cool.
We used to have a lot of animals, and hopefully someday again.
All right. Well, again.
We love what you're doing out there.
Absolutely.
And I think to promote this, and give us your website. I mean, you got 10 things just on this list Todd
just
gave
in
us.
October. HeritageHillGB, as in Green Bay, .org.
All right. Look it up. And some of these things, a little bit of a cost, but pretty nominal.
But it all goes towards Heritage Hill. It's not, again, we're not state funded. So everything, all of our events just go towards more mission-based programming.
Yeah, I was fortunate to come out there a few times for your military programs.
Yeah.
You guys did phenomenal jobs recognizing. And I'll never forget, I mean, your time goes by way too fast, but being out there with World War II veterans telling their stories.
Yeah.
Was just...
Yeah, we're looking at a World War II encampment for next year, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, they actually... I'll tell you, I did a thing at the Railroad Museum one time, and they had that. And it was almost eerie, because the Nazis looked so much like the Nazis you see in newsreels. I mean, it was literally scary almost. It's like you're standing there, and here comes this truck with the whole back full of what looked like Nazi soldiers of World War II. Those people that do that, they take it serious, and they are really specific about every piece of their equipment and their gear and things like that.
Besides the 10 events that you have coming up here in October, internships, you also open your place up. People can rent it. Weddings, fundraisers.
Yeah, absolutely. We have great meeting space just for businesses, whatever. And then weddings are a huge thing that we do.
And I think sometimes people want to do something unique, and that view is unbelievable.
Yeah,
right?
We have a view of Lambeau and and the rest of the park, and then the old Moravian Church. The cornerstone was laid in 1850, so if you have your wedding there, you can be part of all the weddings that have ever been there.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Do you ever collect? I mean, do people offer really cool things? You know, it's like, hey, would you guys want this for display? Or what are some of the cool things that you've had come through?
Yeah. Oh, man. We've had some traveling exhibits. One on John Muir that I remember that was really cool. People do call in and want to donate things all the time. We don't really have a collections per se.
Right.
Because all of our
stuff. An archives room or anything.
We do, but it's not set up to take. A lot of stuff. Family Bibles are always interesting because it kind of tells the whole history of the family in the front of the Bible. Wedding dresses, sewing machines we get all the time. Baby, bassinet things. Yeah. Farm equipment. A lot of our farm equipment, I think, was donated. So that's kind of cool. But
There's only so much that you
need. Yeah, we can't. I know. Yeah.
People are very, very generous about, and they want it to go to something where it's going to be respected, which would be your place, right? Heritage Hills.
And we, you know, we would love to take everything, but we want to make sure that we do are respectful and using it, and it won't just be redonated. So
I think some of your Native American things are phenomenal. Right.
Yeah. We have Jason with the canoe that sailed earlier, and he's working on more now. We have two more logs.
Oh, no kidding.
So, yep, he's working on a couple more. We hope to add more Menominee representation next year. So, yeah.
That's fantastic.
You're doing a great job. Stuff.
No, that's one of the treasures of this area. It really is.
Oh, thank you.
Yep. Yeah. But tell us again, time-wise, everything that's going on. Wrap it up.
Yeah, so October. in October, there's something every weekend. And then heritagehillgb.org.
Outstanding.
To see more.
It's always great having you on.
Thank you, yeah.
You know, one of the things, though, too, I just want to say, like when my son interned there, your place runs on volunteers.
Yes.
And, I mean, some of those volunteers out there are just exceptional for the way they take that job.
Yeah, they put in full-time hours.
Full-time hours.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, we could not be what we are without volunteers and other help.
You still look for them at all? Or
yeah, absolutely. So, you know, fall cleanup and grounds, maintenance stuff, and even the people in the building, the costume people, those are sometimes volunteers as well. So,
all right.
Yeah.
John, what do you think? You could volunteer, John, but you'd have to have pants that have big thighs, right?
I don't know if they made them back in those days.
Yeah, right. Everybody had thin thighs.
They had thin thighs back then. Yeah.
No, we have seamstresses.
There you go. Put them out.
Put them to work.
Elizabeth, always great having you here.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Heritage Hill, just like I said, one of the treasures of the area.
Check out all the things they have going on this October. It's a great family thing. Halloween, America Treasures, you name it, they got it.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, guys.
In just a bit, AJ Dillon will be joining us. Kevin Burke will be joining us. We still got a lot of stuff to do. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mono the Mayor here on a Victory Monday. We've had some great guests. Hey, Brittany was awesome with everything she was talking about. Beckett K, our 9-year-old podcaster, was great. Elizabeth, great. We've got AJ Dillon coming up in just a little bit, and then Kevin Burke will talk about a very special mission. He's going on to try to get some supplies down to the folks ravaged by the hurricanes. It's just terrible down there. But anyway, what I was saying is with this water down low, okay, at the Fox River,
yeah,
I'm going to metal detect on the shore. But I need a guy with a shovel.
Why don't you just bring a shovel?
Well, because you got to hold the metal detector right where it's beeping. So you need somebody to dig right there.
There's your invention.
Well, no, there's my request. Will you be my digger?
No.
Why?
Put your metal detector on the, whatever is that, the pole that goes down to the spade, and then you have it two in one.
Why don't you just be my, all you got to do, I've got a trench shovel. Yeah. All you got to do is dig in the muck.
Yeah.
All right. Nope. Todd?
You're asking me to shovel?
Yeah.
See, Todd's looking at me like, come on, Jim, do it. I'm like, all right, dude, you guys.
I need a shoveler. I need a spade guy.
Yeah.
No, I was looking at you like that, Jim.
I need a spade guy. I would be willing to do this. I would split 50-50, whatever we find.
Wow. I don't need it, don't want it, but I think you should do that. I think that would be fun to see you along the shoreline with a metal detector. You got waders or something?
Yeah.
You can't swim. I don't want you to fall in.
No, we're waders.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be fine. What? Right. I could find something from Jean Nicolet. Seriously.
Back in, you know that this is, we're discovered before anything, right? Chicago, all that stuff. It all started
That's
here,
what I mean.
So
I can find
sure,
some really
I'm
cool
sure
stuff.
No one's ever looked. Yeah, well, that's, I'm but sure now that's there's all they're new, waiting for you.
There's new stuff. That stuff uncovers. The earth turns, you know. The ground turns. You didn't have that in science class that... The water turns, the lakes turn over.
As the world turns?
They turn over. Yeah. So everything under there, what 20 years ago might have been.
Now, I don't believe that.
It's true.
Okay.
I've had environmental science classes.
Yeah.
One of us almost went and worked for the Environmental Protection Agency?
I would not want to work for the EPA. I don't think that's true. I think there's probably some turnover, but not every 20 years. It's probably hundreds and hundreds of years.
No. 18 years, they say, on the average, for the earth to turn over. It does. I had these classes.
Okay. I can't do that today, but I got tomorrow morning.
I had these classes in one of the most prominent junior colleges in America.
Oh, yeah. Wasabi or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Honest to God, John
Hopkins.
I'm trying to find something to back you up on this.
Yeah.
I can't find anything.
Nothing.
I'm trying.
Zero.
I'm trying.
Nothing. And he's trying. Man, he's no, that ain't gonna happen.
But it does.
That's nice that you're doing that. So you're gonna go along the shoreline.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something to do.
But I need a digger. I need a digger. So I'm just throwing that out.
Okay. No.
Again,
it's not me.
50-50 split. Whatever we find.
What a bottle cap? What's that worth? Yeah, that's all you're gonna find is junk.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
You don't know that, Jim.
Okay.
All right. You know what? If I had been mayor for as long as you were, I would have both sides of that river. I would have done archaeological digs. I would have dug up some cool stuff.
You know what? I would do that. And I would, the way I would structure that is I would have someone like you who's got some energy. And then I would pair you with a student that would like that.
Yeah.
Finds that interesting. Like that, you know, not Beckett because he's more interested in podcasting, but. How fun would that be for a kid to go out with John Minow and do whatever 100 yards
exactly
and break that up
exactly?
We could make this into an after-school special,
right?
You know, you and the kid walking into the sunset. You've got the metal detect, yeah,
yeah. I'd have it over my shoulder,
John. Then you give all this bad advice. No, just tell her to go to hell.
Gee, Uncle Mino.
It'd be better than him. He'd be like, "Hey, do you follow football? Who would you bet on? I mean, just curious. What do you think? What do you think of the over?"
Well, the kid did pick the Packers to win the NFC Championship.
So yeah, he did. No, he did. No, he took Atlanta. He took Atlanta for the NFC. Yeah,
that's
he did.
Right, he did.
He took Atlanta with Kirk Cousins. Yes. Don't know about that one.
No.
Mm.
But, okay, that's right, he did.
Yeah, he took them. All right, whatever.
He's nine.
The most fun part I had with him, Todd, right, is we get real serious. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go off the track here. But
I liked what he said to Jim. I don't appreciate your sarcasm. Yeah.
Yeah. Be more like Barry Sanders.
Yes. I like that kid.
Yeah, me too. You know what's funny, though, too? It's like, I mean, Barry Sanders, how many years ago did Barry Sanders retire? 20 years ago, something? And here he's, what, 9, 10?
Yeah.
And boy, he knows all about Barry Sanders and how he was a classy player and just flipped the ball to the ref and everything like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was like, I got so angry, I turned it off. Those refs were calling it by an inch. They were calling things.
Let them play.
And then what did he say? Well, you know, the NFL is scripted.
Right.
Maybe scripted.
Maybe scripted.
We're talking about.
So I think Devontae Adams will end up with the Jets.
Right, because it is scripted.
Because the NFL may be scripted.
So did you know that this kid doesn't know what he wants to do, but what did you have an inkling for broadcasting at 9? Like, what grade is he in? 3rd? 4th?
I sent away. There was a thing where you could get like this, you know, learn how to be a sportscaster at home, and then have these ads in like Sports Illustrated and places like that. So I sent away. I was probably 12, and I sent away for a thing, but it didn't lead to. I mean, it wasn't. It was just, you know, how to. Whatever. But about then, that's when I really wanted to be an NFL play-by-play guy. That was my goal.
Yeah,
and just NFL play-by-play. I didn't want to be the 6-10 sportscaster. I didn't have that thing. But I wanted
to
be play-by-play.
Shout out to the Boys and Girls Club, though.
Yes.
I mean, right? Because that's a great, great organization. I mean, I think there's, I don't know, Green Bay, I think there's 4,000 kids that utilize
I know one thing I wouldn't want to do. Play him in chess for money?
Yeah, no, that dude, he'd be tough in chess.
Not that I know how to play chess, but I'm just saying. Yeah. He just, boy, there's a look in his eye when he's like, you know, they gave, oh, how about this? Just let me play against them. How about that? Instead of giving them the, because they're ranking. How about we just play for the win?
Let's
play.
Just put him in the ring with me.
He's determined. Wow. All right, we come back. A.J. Dillon will be joining us. Back after this. What you said. Not believe my eyes when I saw through the thoughts of a trusted friend who needs to humor me and tell me lies. Yeah, humor me and tell me lies.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.